From AIBF, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. Today I catch up with Damien McCarthy, founder and CEO of All-Star accredited HR consultancy firm HR Buddy. Damien is an associate member of the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, and after a corporate career took the entrepreneurial route and founded Killarney HR and Payroll in 2017 before rebranding his business earlier this year to HR Buddy, serving clients' HR needs nationwide. So Damien, tell us all about the HR Buddy.
Yeah, Elaine, the business was formed in 2017. As Killarney HR and Payroll. We rebranded this year to HR Buddy as part of our growth, I suppose, nationwide. And we took a new product online, which is a 24/7 online portal for small and medium-sized businesses. So as part of launching that subscription product for small and medium-sized businesses, we rebranded the business to HR Buddy. So I suppose back in 2017, the idea was to provide outsourced HR consultancy and payroll outsourcing for small and medium sized businesses. I suppose outsourcing maybe wasn't as popular at the time, and has become an awful lot more popular for obvious reasons over the last few years for small and medium sized businesses. And there is many SMEs throughout the country who I suppose need help with you know, these areas. And I suppose I'd a huge motivation when I got into the HR profession originally with regards to people and performance management. And I suppose given my experience and my qualifications, I thought that there was a nice opportunity to help small and medium sized businesses, and in doing so, becoming a small business myself. So, you know, I suppose I can empathize and sympathize with business owners out there and help them on their journey and offer my HR expertise to them. It took time to build, obviously, Elaine. I suppose I bit the bullet. I was working for a good company in Cork, Stryker. I suppose it's hard setting up your own business and going it alone, but I gave it a go with my business partner, Mike Spillane, who's a college buddy of mine, and we said we'd give it a go. It took a year or two to build, obviously, but it has kept evolving, kept growing. And I suppose we're in a situation now whereby, you know, we had a HR and payroll outsourcing consultancy that started off in Killarney and Kerry back in 2017. It has been rebranded this year in 2021 to HR Buddy, and we're working with clients nationwide.
Very good.
It's something I'm very proud of.
So that's a very interesting journey there, because you just mentioned that you had been in kind of the corporate area before, and you took the foot into, you know, entrepreneurship with a college buddy of yours, as you said. What was your motivation for setting up the company back then? So what were you thinking? You were in, you know, real safe, secure, pensionable, I presume, jobs in a corporate multinational. What was it that spurred you to set up the HR Buddy?
Well, I suppose, funnily enough, it was something that I had been thinking of for a year or two. I suppose maybe I just wasn't courageous enough to just go and do it. It's almost a regret of mine that I didn't do it sooner. I suppose we all doubt ourselves a little bit. It's a big step to go into business on your own and you know, put your own name out there. My sister gave me an awful lot of encouragement at the time. You know, I was laughing at her. She said, "Oh, just, you know, go into Killarney, you know, rent out an office and set up HR consultancy business, and you'd be flying it." And I just laughed at her and said, "Like, you know, it doesn't work like that. You know, how people aren't going to come to me straight away and that kind of thing." But I look back on that now, and you know, that entrepreneurial, I suppose, mindset of, you know, believe in something, believe in yourself, it will work. And if you work hard enough at it, you have the expertise, you know, your clients will be happy. And that's the way that it has turned out. I suppose the motivation originally was I could take my experience and my expertise, maybe from the corporate world, and bring it into the small and medium sized businesses. And I've always admired small business owners, you know, and setting up their own business, operating every day, maybe working the business themselves, growing it from the ground up. And I suppose there are people that need help and need HR expertise and how to get their people component right. So I was really looking forward to working in that kind of business, and I have enjoyed working with my clients over the last number of years.
Very good. That's interesting, because I know there's possibly potential listeners on here today that are, you know, very intrigued with regard to your journey, you know, going from that corporate world over to the entrepreneurial world, who are maybe saying to themselves, God, is now the right time? But as you alluded to there's never a right time, and it's a regret of yours that you hadn't gone so sooner. And it's great to hear as well that there was a family member of yours who really kind of inspired you to take that first step and to have that encouragement from within your own family circle. Did you have any particular goal in mind when you set about, yourself and your friends, your college buddies, you said Mike Spillane, did you have an idea in mind as to what the HR buddy would look like, or, you know, your goals or your vision for the future?
The goal, I suppose, at the start was to have a successful HR consultancy business that would serve clients nationwide. Now, that obviously doesn't happen overnight, and that did take time. And definitely, like, there was lessons learned inside in the first year or two. I think the obvious lessons were just to be, you know, more confident. Don't doubt yourself. You're as good as anybody else. You can compete with other businesses and so on. And very definitely, I suppose, in the first year or two, they were the learnings. But I think the goal was to have a successful business. I suppose to enjoy your work, that was important. You know, we were working obviously as employees, we were now becoming business owners. So it's very important that you enjoy what you do every day. And I'm glad to say that I think I have, and we have, and that we're in a very good place now.
No, absolutely. So, Damien, if I was to ask you, you know, it's obvious that the business has evolved very much so, especially with the rebrand, which you mentioned today, which you've done this year. So obviously that was a real kind of a lockdown project or that. But how has the business as a whole evolved since you set up 4 years ago?
Yeah, well, I suppose back when we were Clarny HR and Payroll, it was a straightforward HR consultancy. If you looked at the website, we offered HR services. You made contact with us, and we helped you out, and we offered payroll outsourcing service as well, which, you know, worked very well with HR consultancy, obviously under the one umbrella, and has served our clients very well. I suppose the idea during COVID-19 last year, maybe we all had a little bit more time in our hands, obviously, because of lockdown and maybe some time for projects and so on. I suppose the way we're working started to change because of COVID-19, and the pandemic drove that on. So a lot of things went online, became more remotely and so on. And I suppose also from my experience over the first few years in business and dealing with businesses and clients, I noticed that every business owner is different. Every workplace is different. Every business operates in different ways in different industries. We're working across all industries with different clients. So everyone is looking for a different kind of coverage, and small and medium sized businesses need flexible coverage. And that's something that I wanted to work with. You know, how can I provide that flexible coverage? I suppose the idea was, whilst you might work with a client, you know, on a bespoke basis, maybe where, you know, there's a monthly fee for, you know, you being their outsourced HR manager. There was, you know, maybe smaller businesses who maybe couldn't afford that kind of monthly fee. You know, small businesses have an awful lot of costs, an awful lot of overheads coming into their business. They still have HR needs, but they maybe scaremongered away from, you know, the costs of HR consultancy and so on. And then make some big mistakes, like, you know, not have their compliance documents right and contracts and staff handbooks and so on. They may be in a situation where they just have, you know, an employment law query with a member of their staff once every few months or a few times a year. So the idea was to be able to provide a flexible package and an offering to every business to suit their needs so that the business can stay in control. So I developed an online portal. The idea was to make that affordable and available to small businesses so that they could have HR expertise online. It costs $34.99 a month. it's paid on a monthly basis for cash flow reasons for small business. But I suppose if there's a topic where you have a query, if you want to watch a training video, if you want to upload a frequently asked question, you can have that access to the HR expertise through the portal for $34.99 a month. I suppose it's unlike anything that was done before from a HR consultancy point of view. And I'm very passionate about that, that every small business should have access to HR expertise. It shouldn't be seen as something that's beyond them. Many businesses will happily, because of their size, have to outsource HR consultancy on a permanent basis. But, you know, those smaller businesses as well, they can't be left out. So HR Buddy is really trying to help everyone in the small and medium-sized environment and business. And that's where we're at now. That portal launched with the rebrand HR Buddy in February, and everything is going very well. Thanks be to God.
Wasn't it Winston Churchill said that never waste a good crisis? So you certainly haven't been idle during this one.
Well, I'd be a believer in that. Yeah.
Damien, if you were to look back, say, the last 4 years in particular, right, since you started in business as a whole, what's been the biggest mistake that you've made so far?
I think confidence, not having enough confidence. I think if I was to go back originally when my sister was prompting me to, you know, just start your own business, just get an office and open it up, you know, you'll be flying. You know, and eventually when I took that leap of faith, I think in the first year or two, you know, doubting yourself, and it is difficult at the start, obviously, you know, you're building it up from the ground and it can't happen overnight. But not having more confidence in the first year or two, in the same way that I'd regret not starting the business earlier, because I suppose my experience over the last year or two with the rebrand to HR Buddy and how the business is growing and evolving, and working with our expanding, you know, client list every day, I know now that I should have been more confident at the start.
Absolutely. Hindsight is always great, isn't it, Damien?
It is, yeah. We're always learning.
Tim, you know, you've got had a wealth of experience in your business journey in such a short space of time. You know, what is one of the biggest business lessons that you've learned during the last 4 years?
I think networking and having a support group, you know, as a business owner, is very important. I suppose in a way, that's what I am to the business owners that I work with. Because they're outsourcing their HR needs to us. So, you know, you become that person, that go-to person, maybe in a crisis or when there's a query and there's a question. Equally so for myself, I suppose I'm in that exact same situation, but I have the HR expertise, so I don't need to worry about that. But there are plenty of other areas that I needed advice in. So being involved in network groups, having, I suppose, like-minded individuals, business owners themselves, or entrepreneurial minds, I suppose, in a network with you, that you can just support each other and have questions off. I work with a business coach over the past 12 months as well. I found that extremely beneficial. I was listening to a podcast recently, and the point was made, even Tiger Woods in his pomp had a coach. So if Tiger Woods needs a coach, we all need coaches. So I found using a business coach over the past 12 months extraordinary beneficial.
Very good. And even I think it's that level of accountability as well, isn't it, in working with a coach?
Yeah. We all have to be accountable. It helps us, yeah.
So, Damien, you've mentioned some of the, you know, I won't say one or two of your weaknesses there in, with regard to not having a lot of confidence at the start. But to be as successful as you are, there's obviously strengths lying beneath. What would you say are your core strengths?
I've always described myself as a good listener, which I am. So if you say something, I'll pick it up and I remember it. You know, which works well, I suppose, in the profession that I'm working in. I think just compassion and empathy and understanding. I've always enjoyed working with people, and especially in the business I'm in and the work I'm doing every day, those qualities are very, very important, because obviously you're dealing with different people in different circumstances. Things aren't always hunky-dory, I suppose, on a daily basis, and you have to be able to deal with people with different opinions. So I think that's quite... empathy and understanding, I suppose, for people and how people work has always served me well when I'm working with clients and the business that I'm working with.
Very good. So Damien, it's obvious that you've got a great understanding, you know, of working with people, and leans back to your role, you know, in HR. But if I was to say to you, you know, what are you doing yourself as a person to keep on top of things? Because obviously things are ever changing in your world, legislation wise and all of that. What do you do to keep abreast of it all?
Largely probably research. I suppose my wife would probably tell you, you know, he needs to get off the phone and stop researching things and looking at things. And I've got a little better at that, I suppose, over the past few months, because I've realized, you know, you can't be doing this stuff at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and the switch off is very, very important. So I try to get that done in the working day now. But really, it's just research and staying on top of you know, employment law, I suppose the changes that are happening internationally, and there's a lot of interesting things happening because of the pandemic now. It's probably being driven on and accelerated a little bit more, and there's a lot of topics of conversation happening in the HR industry now around things like, you know, wellness programs and workplaces, you know, 4-day weeks being trialed and things like that. And obviously I'm very interested in remote working, hybrid working, how it can work, will it work. There's an argument on both sides. I like to watch my clients closely with that, and, you know, see how it's going. I'd advise that things stay flexible in that regard as well. Remote working may work for some people, it won't work for other people. There's a balance that we need to get right inside there. We need good technology, we need to be well organized for it to work, both for the business and for the people. So really, I enjoy it. HR was my, I think when I was in college, first of all, studying business, I wasn't the best academic or best studier or anything like that the first time around. But the one thing that hopped off the page was human resource management. And it stayed that way ever since, just because it's about people and performance and how we can get the people component right. And that's always going
very
to be
good.
A problem.
It's very evident as well from our interactions with you here at the All Ireland Business Foundation, how you're very much a people's person, without that sounding like a cliche. Damien, what next for HR Buddy?
Well, I suppose it has been great over the past, you know, 12, 18 months, our expansion and our involvement, you know, working online with people and working remotely with clients nationwide. And I am very proud of that. I want to keep that going. But I suppose since the rebrand, HR Buddy, I think can offer an awful lot more just in you know, straightforward HR consultancy and payroll outsourcing. I suppose if you look at a corporate organization, the HR department is kind of the hub for everything that is going to be organized with regards to people inside in the organization. And I want to expand that a little bit more so that HR Buddy can offer everything to a small and medium-sized business that a big corporate will be able to offer its people. So that's kind of a project that I'm looking forward to working on over the next 12 months or so. Very much looking forward as well to continuing to expand nationwide. It's been great. I suppose largely we would have been based in the southwest of the country pre-pandemic, and now we're really working with clients nationwide, which is great.
So again, it's opened up a huge amount of opportunity for you. Damien, we're very proud to have you as one of our great business all-stars here at the All-Ireland Business Foundation. What does being an accredited business all-star mean for your company, and what advantages has it had for your business?
Well, I think, Elaine, first of all, it's very important to me to leave in someone externally to audit your business. From the point of view, I suppose, of our clients, that they can trust us, that they can trust our performance, that we're leaving the All-Ireland Business Foundation come into our business, audit us with regards to those pillars, and showing that customer centricity to our clients. That's something that's very, very important to me. I'm hugely honoured for the second year in a row to receive the All-Star. I suppose to be part of that community as well. of businesses, people like myself who's, you know, one day started their own business, who are running it successfully every day, who have worked it from the ground up, who have done the same thing, left the All-Ireland Business Foundation into their business to audit them and come out the other side of it. And it's an honour to be part of that community.
Absolutely. That's brilliant, Damien. So, Damien, let's lift the bonnet of the car a little bit and meet Damien McCarthy, the person outside of the HR body. Damien, I'm just going to ask you, you know, a couple of questions just to find out a little bit more about yourself personally. So looking back, what's your most cherished possession?
The remote control of the TV.
To preserve what program, may I ask?
Sport. To keep the sport on. Everyone else in my house won't watch sport.
Very good. If you could send some advice back in time to your 20-year-old self, what wisdom would you share?
Believe in yourself and go for it.
Go for it. Just do it.
Yeah, you just do it. Yeah.
Tell me something, Damien, that most people wouldn't know about yourself.
I played in Croke Park, if that's good enough.
Very good, that's excellent.
Just for 5 minutes, and very badly.
But you did it, that's the thing. What did you want to be when you were a child?
I wanted to be a guard when I was a child, because my dad was a guard. So
I wanted
to be a guard. Yeah. Well, I didn't follow through with it.
It didn't come through. If you could have a dinner party and invite any four people in the world, who would you invite?
Roy Keane, Tommy Tiernan, Eamon Dunphy, and Claire Byrne.
Very good. I won't say there's a kind of a very much a common thread going through there in the sporting side of the
side. Yeah. Claire would be the chairperson then. To keep everything balanced. I just sit back and watch.
If you could compare yourself to any animal, who would you compare yourself to?
Probably kind of a big, hairy, cuddly dog. Yeah.
now comes the real question. Why?
Why? Because I'm an old softie at the end of the day.
Very good. If you had a motto, what would that be, Damien?
Fail to prepare to fail.
Brilliant.
My motto. Yeah.
Very good. So I know, given your success, the success of the HR body, you're obviously very well prepared. Damien, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you this afternoon. Damien, if anybody listening here today wants to get in touch with you, how would you suggest they do that?
They can email me, Elaine, at damien@hrbuddy.ie. And I'd welcome anyone to get in touch anytime. Happy to help and support anyone.
And your website, Damien?
The website is www.hrbuddy.ie.
Brilliant. Love it. So, Damien McCarthy, thank you so much. Thanks for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. Hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carl, goodbye.